Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers, sisters, dear listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome to the program Keys of Life مفاتيح الحياة We are looking at one of the important keys of life and that is dealing with our brothers in faith brothers and sisters in faith of course We've been told to look after our brothers and sisters in faith, even in terms of mentality, making sure that they are happy, making sure they are well, making sure that they have whatever they need, and we maintain this condition within them. And if I do this to my brothers, they do this to me, then obviously we're going to be living a very happy life. A hadith from Imam Sadiq Salamullah Ali says, when a person is resurrected, the Imam says, and he comes from his grave, he comes out with a statue kind of form in front of him. And then the Imam continues and he says, and every time, because during the day of judgment, we're going to see different stations and they're going to be horrific stations because now we're dealing with the day of judgment. And every time the Imam says, this mu'min, this believer, he sees one of the devastating stations of the day of judgment and he gets scared and panics, that example or that image says to him, لَا تَجْزَعْ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ Do not be scared, do not be sad. And I give you the glad tidings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with you. He's going to honor you. Be happy for that. Then the believer says to him, there is no one better than you who came with me from my grave. And you remain giving me all these glad tidings and the karama from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But who are you? And then this statue or this person or this image called whatever you like, this spirit, says to him, I am that joy that you brought to the heart of your believing brother in the dunya. And Allah has created me from that joy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really trying to create methods and ways and inventions to get me into heaven. He's the master of that. He's like, make someone happy. Once they're happy, once they have joy in their hearts and in their system, I will create someone that looks like you, for example, and this guy is going to take care of you after you are resurrected from the grave. And I don't think there is like more needed support in Day of Judgment more than that. And this is something very easy that me and you can do on a daily basis. Also, respecting a believer as well and dignifying him and making sure that we're not disrespecting him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, when a person honors his brother Muslim or his brother in faith with one word, that word he could like say it and relieve him from a problem. He says that word and helps that brother in faith. He says, if that happens, he would remain under the shadow of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as this situation continues. So Allah is saying, I am really going to reward you for just being nice and kind to your brother in faith. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است. چه فرون دماز و ثواب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. When it comes to honoring our brothers in faith, this is something that we must do. Also, when it comes to showing them niceness in terms of greeting them. So when someone comes and greets us, we have to go out of our way in terms of greeting. The ayah in the Quran says, if someone gives you a greeting, then either reply to it or give something even better. Give something better is much better than just replying it. Then Imam Sajjad Salamullah Alayhi says, whoever, the Imam playing with words here, he says, whoever says welcome to his brother, Allah will create a welcome for him until the day of judgment. Marhaban is like a place where a person relaxes in. And the Imam says, just saying marhaban to your friend, Allah will create this relaxing place for you until the day of judgment. And obviously, meeting them, greeting them with a smile, with a happy face. Imam al-Baqir salamullah alayhi says, a man came to the Prophet and said to him, O Messenger of Allah, give me an advice. And this was among the things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave an advice to this man. Meet your brother in faith with a smiley face, with a happy face. You don't have to smile, but you don't have to look abus and qamtarira. You don't have to look that carrying the whole burden of the world on your shoulders and then that you are so sad and you're so upset. No, be more smiling, be more happy, be more relaxed, be more chill. We all have problems. No one has, you know, his life is perfect. But the hadith says the sadness of a believer is in his heart, while the easygoing, the smiles, you know, that happy face is on the outside. But in the inside, the heart is broken, the heart is sad. But because I'm a mu'min, I don't want to hurt other people, so I keep it to myself. I don't let the whole world think of me as I'm trying to take revenge on nature, on the universe. A hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi says, Allah hates those who meet their brothers in faith while with that frowned, angry, upset, I don't know, not interested in life kind of face. Allah hates these people. So I know sometimes we really can't help it, but obviously we have to work hard enough to make sure that does not happen. Also, we need to ask to make sure that our brothers in faith, they are not sick as well. They are fine and healthy. Imam Sadiq says, if one of you gets sick, make sure that you inform your other brothers in faith. One of the reasons that you should do that, the Imam says, they come and visit you, then you will get hasanat. They will get hasanat too, because we mentioned previously that one of the hasanat or the deeds Allah gives to the person who visits another person is Jannah. So if I'm sick, give you few of my brothers a call. By the way, I'm sick. Let them come. You get hasanat. They get hasanat. And they pray for your safety. and Allah might answer their prayers. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.